$1,133. Yes. Because I have to do that, yeah. Sorry. Case number $10,133, County Seat Homes, Inc., east of Row 274, corner of M Street and White Oak Drive, being lot M1 within Rehoboth Bay Mobile Home Park. A variance from the separation requirement between units and a mobile home park.
Pepper, 26354.
Swear affirm the testimony about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Good evening.
Evening. I placed a manufactured home on a lease lot in Rehoboth Bay community. I thought I did everything correctly. I hired a surveyor to set it up, and he knew what size house we were ordering for there, and he staked it out, and Mr. Mark Brittingham of Brittingham and Collins set the house for me. I have a placement permit Mr. Brittingham signed saying everything it met all the county requirements. Well, in the process of getting the CFO, the inspector found out that it didn't have 20 feet between the house that we put there and the neighbor's shed. Well, I talked to my surveyor after I talked to the inspector, and my surveyor was under the impression it had to be 20 feet from the residence to residence, and he wasn't aware of the county ordinance of 20 feet from any building. So on the right back side, we have 18 and a half feet. So we're 1.5 feet shy of the 20 feet rule. And then across the back from the corner, I believe everyone has a copy of this. It looks to me like 19 feet and 4/10. Of a foot. So that's where I am. I need 1.5 feet on the right side and 6/10 of a foot from the back to the neighbor's shed. And it is a corner lot. So the house is already set up. Everything is hooked up. It's skirted. The water and sewer is hooked up. It's landscaped. It's ready to live in. And I have this problem. So.
You say both the surveyor and the person that placed the mobile thought that they were in the setback? Or in the...
Yeah, I have a note here from the surveyor wrote to the inspector saying, you know, that he was under the impression that it was 20 feet, and they put possibly incorrect. Of course, this is after, you know, after I went to see him. And
the surveyor's address is 292 East Trap Pond Road, Georgetown?
Yes, Walter Todd. Okay.
And the gentleman who set the unit?
That was Mr. Mark Brittingham of Brittingham and Collins from Milton, I think. Mark Brittingham is on one of the committees of the county, something to do with manufactured homes.
Okay, and you have his address?
And not with me, no.
Okay, can you provide that address to the office?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Bradshaw?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10133. It's an odd-shaped lot, and it looks like it would be quite a job to place unit without having a variance somewhere, and I don't believe it'll affect the central character of the neighborhood.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that and request that a letter be sent to both the surveyor and the person that placed the mobile.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10,133 with the following stipulations, that a letter be sent to the...
Okay,
the surveyor and the gentleman that, said it, Brittingham and Collins.
Did Mr. McCabe consent to amend the motion?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure
you show that. Okay. Sure. Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah. So all those in favor of the motion, get a usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. And you'll get the address.
Yes. Just call it into the planning zone.
Yes, if you would please.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.